Forge Ministries is pleased to welcome Scott Brown with a message entitled, The Remedy, Right Uses of the Tongue.
Well, thank you. It's such a delight to be here again. Oh, what a joy it is. But before I preach, I'm going to speak about the goodness of God and what He's designed for the tongue. But before we get there, we're going to memorize some scripture. Please stand. We're going to memorize Proverbs 15, 1 and 2. And I'll do it again when I come up tomorrow morning as well. So a soft answer turns away wrath.
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 Over to you. But a harsh word stirs up anger.
But a harsh word stirs up anger.
But a harsh word stirs up anger. Again. Okay, let's put them together. A soft answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stirs up anger again. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Now I'm going to pretend you're my grandchildren, and I'm going to teach you the hand motions. Okay? All right, are you ready? A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Okay, got that? A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Again, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. You know, even the guys who are over 60 years old are doing this. I'm very proud of you. Thank you very much. So a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. That's fantastic. Okay, please be seated. Getting going on this message, I want to sort of have an on-ramp. I want to tell you about three books that I have here. One that I'm just getting ready to publish. You can pre-order this book. It's a book on the tongue, and it's called Rudder. And it is The Hidden Power of the Tongue. And you can pre-order this book on our website. And it really explains what James speaks about in James chapter 3, that the tongue is like a rudder, and it goes wherever the pilot desires. So that's the imagery, but I try to build out the doctrine of the tongue as best I could do in that book. I've also got another book here, How to Conquer a Murmuring Tongue. This is something I edited by Jeremiah Burroughs. It's a shorter booklet, but it's really good. How to Conquer a Murmuring Tongue. And if you're struggling with the murmuring tongue, you have children who are struggling with the murmuring tongue, Jeremiah Burroughs is going to tell you how to get out of the hole. And then another book, Practical Rules for Governing Your Tongue. This is a reprint of some sections that I have had for many years from Richard Baxter on the government of the tongue. He comes with some of the most practical advice, some of the most thorny issues he deals with on how to deal with your tongue, and I just highly recommend it. So those are available on the tongue. I'm really grateful for being able to come to this conference and just to continue to think about the government of the tongue and to find how humbling it is to even consider this matter. We all stumble in many ways in the uses of our tongues. And so it's a very humbling thing. You know, it was bad enough when you did a conference on love, then you did a conference on humility, and now on the government of the tongue. I mean, it, what's next? You know, how much do you want me to bleed to come and preach on these things? Because when you preach on these things, they come back to you and they, God makes you walk through them. So, okay, my job this evening is to speak about the remedy, the right uses of the tongue. There are right uses, there are wrong uses for the tongue, and it's my job tonight to speak to this issue. And I'd like you to open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and find verse 10. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Now this brings me actually to my favorite subject, and that is the goodness of God, the superiority, the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ as it's manifested in His kingdom rule. There's no kingdom like God's kingdom. There's no better place. There are no better commands. There are no better principles that exist anywhere besides God's commands and God's principles. God's ways are pleasant ways. I feel like tonight I'm going to try to open up a treasure box and show you the treasures that God has for all of us as He has designed our tongues to be put to good use. And for those of you who are conviction junkies, this message is not for you. This message is just all about the goodness of God. And so I'm really grateful to be able to speak of it. So let me tell you about the goodness of God. Let me tell you about the value of the life of God in the soul of man. And let me tell you about the power of the new birth and this power of the Holy Spirit, which is a spirit of love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the kingdom of Jesus here. And we've been conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And part of that conveying includes our bodies and the members of our bodies, and that member of the body called the tongue. So I want to talk about the beauty of the Lord resting upon you and being exercised through your tongue. How to use your tongue. The whole premise is that God is good. He is so good, and He desires only good gifts to be given to His children. And what He's designed your tongue for just shows how good He is. So I pray that you'll just see this beautiful, unseen goodness of the power of the tongue. Now, there are some critical things you need to know about the tongue. First of all, the tongue is a steward of the grace of God. The tongue is a steward or a servant of the grace of God. That's what 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11 says. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. And then Peter kind of explains the difficulty we're in. He says, if anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. In other words, we have different abilities and capacities. God designed us that way. And then he says that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So the tongue is a steward of the grace of God. Number two, the tongue is a good gift. It is such a good gift. We need to understand how wonderful it is that God has given us a tongue to use. This instrument, this small instrument in our mouths. The Bible says that every good gift comes from above. That's James 1:17. The tongue is one of those good gifts. In Proverbs 10, 21, 20 and 21, Solomon compares the tongue to silver. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, and the lips of the righteous feed many. The very presence of our tongues, don't forget this, the very presence of our tongues stands as evidence that God is good. He desires to pour out His blessings through the members of our bodies. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:20, therefore glorify God in your body. He gave you a tongue to glorify God in your body. The bodies of believers are members of Christ, so Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:15. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That includes the tongue. The Apostle Paul desired that Christ be magnified in his body. That's in Philippians 1:20. David said that God gave breath to our bodies for praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. And this means that we have tongues in our bodies that we might be conduits of the goodness of God. The treasures of heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit are meant to be conveyed out of our tongues. This is why the tongue is a good gift. Here's the third thing about the tongue. The tongue is energized by the spirit of the love of God or the spirit of the devil. Your tongue is either set on fire by hell, like James says, or it is put to use by the Spirit of God. In Ephesians 5:18, the Apostle Paul instructs that church, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The tongue is energized by the Spirit of God. The tongue is an instrument of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the filling of the Holy Spirit, and the movements of God in the heart. You know, we're pressured by so many things in the words that we use. And we know that out of the heart, the mouth speaks, but we hardly can help ourselves from speaking out of pride. We can hardly help ourselves to not speak out of our fear, the fear of man particularly, and out of the difficulty of our experiences, to speak out of our hurts, to speak for self-flattery, to speak for our own ends, to promote ourselves. We can hardly help it because we're sinners. But God designed to move us by degrees, further and further away from those things as a result of our sanctification. He is sanctifying the tongue. You know, Richard Allestree an English Puritan, wrote a book called The Government of the Tongue. I read it many years ago, and I'll never forget one of the things he said in the book. He said, the tongue is an uncircumcised Philistine, and you must throw rocks at it. But he has very heavy armor, the rocks of the Word of God. But God can circumcise the tongue. Only God. You know, no man can tame the tongue, but God can. And that's the beauty of the life of God in the soul of man. He gives man, by degrees, the ability to cleanse his speech over time. never perfectly, but ever more sweetly under the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift to accomplish good things, and it keeps on giving. God designed the tongue to be a tree of life and deep waters and a wellspring in Proverbs 15:4 and Proverbs 18:4. And so the gift of the tongue is a good, good gift. That's why the apostle said, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of them who bring good news." The tongue is such a good gift. It's not enough to just stop speaking evil. God does not want you to just shut your mouth. He does want us to have our words be few because there's so much sin in them. But God gives us such wonderful direction for our tongues. And that's what I really, really want to do. Now, I'm going to give you, are you ready? I'm going to give you 20 God-honoring ways that we can use our tongues. And maybe it'll help us sort of re-envision the way that God has made us and why He gave us a tongue. Now, as I go through these, I'd like to ask you to do something. When I move from point to point, I'd like you to ask, is there anybody in my life that needs this? Is there anybody in my life? Name names in your own heart. Make it practical. So contextualize. So let me tell you about the goodness of the Lord. Let me tell you about the value of the life of God in the soul of man. First of all, God gave you a tongue to pray. He gave you a tongue to pray. James 1, 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. God gave you a tongue to pray. James 5:13 says, if anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call. Use your mouth, the elders of the church. God desires that we use our tongues to pray. You know, when our church gathers together to pray corporately, from time to time, I'll say, don't forget why God gave you a tongue. God gave you a tongue to pray. Use it tonight. Put your tongue to good use tonight. And don't just sit there like a bump on the log. Pray. God gave you a tongue. Now use it. Let me tell you about the goodness of the Lord and the life of God in the soul of man. God gave you a tongue, number two, to sing. He gave you a tongue to sing. One of my favorite passages in Isaiah is Isaiah 35, verse 6. This whole section in Isaiah, God is revealing what it's like to believe in the gospel. And there are all these vivid images. One of my favorite images in this section is that there's this bombed out city in the desert, and the jackals and the owls and the snakes are there. Everything is destroyed. All there are these despised animals. And then water starts running into this bombed out city. And things start to grow. And there's succulent food. And the beauty of the Lord is there. Well, this is the context in Isaiah 35, 6. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. In a similar way, David said in Psalm 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song, I will praise him. God gave you a tongue to sing. I hope you sing. One of the grievances that I have from time to time with the people that choose the songs in our church is I want them to choose twice as many songs. I don't want to stop singing. We were given a tongue to sing. What a blessing it is. Let me tell you about the goodness of the Lord. God gave you a tongue, number three, to restore. He gave you a tongue to restore. Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. James 5:19, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, by the way, you turn someone back by using words. That's how you turn them back. You don't wave your hand. You use words to restore. Is there anyone that you know that could use restoration through the activation of this instrument called your tongue? Often we're quiet, too quiet, and don't restore. We're presumptuous, and we think it's impossible. When with God, all things are possible. Let me tell you about the goodness of the Lord. Number four, God gave you a tongue to please the Lord. God gave you a tongue to please the Lord. To actually speak to Him and please Him. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. God gave you a tongue to please the Lord. Let me tell you about the goodness of the Lord. God gave you a tongue, number five, to bring life. Proverbs 18:4 says, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. God gave you a tongue to bring life. Let me tell you more about the goodness of the Lord. Number six, God gave you a tongue to speak good things with precision. God gave you a tongue to speak good things with precision. Isaiah 45:1. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. This is a picture of a person who is writing something. His tongue is like a ready writer. When you're writing, it's very difficult because it must be more precise than when you're just speaking. You've experienced this. You sit down to write someone a note and you say, oh, I'll just call them. It's much easier just to speak, but to write is harder. And what he's saying, what the psalmist is saying, is that his tongue is like a ready writer. In other words, it's precise. It's careful. The use of the tongue with care and precision. The hardest thing for us to do. Let me tell you more of the goodness of the Lord and the value, the inestimable value and blessing of the life of God in your soul. God gave you a tongue, number seven, to praise the Lord. Psalm 51:15. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall show forth your praise. God gave you a tongue so that you would praise Him. God gave us tongues to lift us out of our despondency, to take us out of the miry clay. God gave us tongues to begin to speak. And as we speak praises to God, we're brought out of our funk and out of our depression and into the praises of God. God gave you a tongue to lead you. Remember how James says the tongue is like a rudder? Or, you know, that it sets the direction of your life. What you say actually does set the direction of your life. James 3 makes that very clear. Let me tell you more about the goodness of the Lord, the value of the life of God and the soul of man for the use of the tongue. God gave you a tongue, number 8, to heal. God gave you a tongue to heal. Proverbs 12:18, there is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Anyone need your words to promote health in their life? Let me keep telling you about the goodness of the Lord. God gave you a tongue, number 9, to give thanks. Psalm 75:1, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. Psalm 30, verse 4, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. God desires to use your tongue to be a force in your life for thanksgiving, to give you a way to express things that you either ought to be thankful for or you are thankful for. Let me tell you more about the goodness of the Lord. God gave you a tongue, number 10, to confess. James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Proverbs 28:13, he who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and acknowledges them will have mercy. Psalm 32, verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. What a blessing. He gave you a tongue to confess your sin so that you'd find relief, so that you'd be set free. And God makes promises about that. He says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive you of your sins. And the Bible gives all kinds of really graphic imagery about what happens to your sin. God says your sin is separated from you as far as the east is from the west. The Bible says that it's put in the bottom of the ocean. The Bible says that it's like throwing it behind the back. The Bible says God stomps your sin with his foot. Confession is relieving. It's helpful. It's a good thing. It's a good gift. The tongue is a good gift to confess. Let me tell you more about the goodness of the Lord and the value of this instrument in the hand of God. God gave you a tongue, number 11, to make requests. He gave you a tongue to make requests. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. God desires to guard you, to protect you, by bringing you into a life of making requests, of telling God what you need. Do you need to tell God something that you need? Are you withholding a need from God tonight? Don't withhold it. Let your requests be made known to God. There's something about God that he wants to hear our requests. It's not enough to just say, God's got it. Got what? Make your requests known to God. Let me tell you more about the goodness of the Lord. God gave you a tongue to declare your trust. James 4:15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. The tongue has been given for you to verbalize your trust in God so that you would say, the Lord lives, He'll do what He pleases, and I'm in. That's trust. God gave you a tongue, number 13, to rejoice. Proverbs 15:23, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good it is. This is the rejoicing that comes from a word spoken in season. An appropriate word. And how we rejoice when just the right thing, the right angle is spoken about a particular problem or some kind of situation. And someone just uses a few words and bingo, you rejoice. God gave you a tongue to do that for others. Let me tell you about the goodness of the Lord. God gave you a tongue, number 14, to declare. Romans 10:15 says, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. That's declaring the works of God in the world. God gave you a tongue to declare how good God is and the sufficient sacrifice of Jesus Christ and what a perfect and beautiful kingdom He calls us into. Let me continue to tell you about the goodness of the Lord. God gave you a tongue, number 15, to teach. He gave you a tongue to teach. Titus 2, verses 3 through 5, the older women likewise, that they may be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. God gave older women a tongue to teach the younger women. And God is really kind because He gives you the list of things you're supposed to teach. So if you're an older woman here, there it is. Titus 2, 3 and 5. Use your tongue for that. Go to the younger women and teach them these things. Line by line. God gave you a tongue for that, to be a blessing to the next generation. Proverbs 15:7, Solomon says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not do so. God gave you a tongue to disperse knowledge, not to hold it in. Not to be depositories, but dispensers of words, good words. God gave you a tongue, number 16, to ask questions for learning. This comes out of Exodus chapter 12, verses 26 and 27. Moses is instructing the people about how they should celebrate and remember the Exodus. And he says, and it shall be when your children say to you, so now you have children talking, what do you mean by this service? Talking about the Passover. That you shall say, it is the Passover, the sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when He struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. God gave you a tongue to ask questions so that you'll learn. Moses says, ask your father, and he will show you. The elders, and they will tell you. Ask to learn. God gave you a tongue for that. You don't understand something? Ask the question. Is there a question you need to ask? Something that's been bothering you? You just need to go ask that person. something your pastor said, and you want to know more, go ask. Ask for your own learning. God gave you a tongue, number 17, to persuade. He gave you a tongue to persuade. Acts chapter 17, verses 2 through 4 speak of this. Then Paul, as was his custom, went to them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead. So, the tongue is meant to use to persuade, to move people from one position to another. Anybody in your mind? Anyone you know that it would be a holy and a good thing, a beneficial thing, if you could help them move from one position to another through persuasion? And don't forget, a soft answer turns away wrath when you do it. God gave you a tongue, number 18, to rebuke. Leviticus 19:7, Moses commands, "You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your brother and not bear sin because of him." Anyone, after prayerfully considering, that you need to rebuke in a godly way, not out of anger, out of love. Paul said, "Let all things be done with love." Let me tell you more about the goodness of God. God gave you a tongue, number 19, to bless. 1 Peter 3:8 and 9. "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling. But on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing." When you speak with compassion and love, the blessing comes back to you. You bless, and the blessing returns. That's the idea. Let me give you one last manifestation of the goodness of God in His design for the tongue. God gave you a tongue, number 20, to extend grace. Colossians 4:6, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer each one." Think of specific people. Think of how good God is. You know, when David said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life," surely he was talking about the good things that come from the consecrated life and the consecrated tongue put into the use of the Holy Spirit, because God is so good. And remember, you know, the tongue is either a fire or it's a fruit tree. It's either a killer or a healer. It's either a lover or a hater. It's either a unifier or a divider. They are the oracles of God. So, God is so good. He has made our tongues to be the treasuries of His loving kindness. In that sense, the tongue is a treasure. It's a good gift. And it's given in order to pray, to sing, to restore, to please the Lord, to bring life, to speak good things with precision, to praise the Lord, to heal, to give thanks, to confess, to make requests, declare your trust, rejoice, teach, ask questions for learning, persuade, rebuke, bless, and extend grace. And that's why Peter was so clear for his readers when he said, "He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Isn't God good? Hasn't he designed such a remarkable life for us? Imagine being given a life like that, being called into a life like that with such clear and specific things that are beautiful in this world. God gave us a tongue for that. Praise God for his gifts to mankind. Let's stand, and we're going to do our memory verse again, and then I'll pray. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Now let's go to the next verse. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly.
The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly.
You want to learn the hand signal? The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly. 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 But the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. But the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. But the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. But the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness.
But the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness.
The mouth of fools, got that? But the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Okay, you want the hand signal? This is my favorite right here. This makes my grandchildren squeal. Okay? The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Now, if you can make your eyes roll opposite, it helps. My wife can do that, okay? The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Okay. Let's say it all together. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Isn't that great? Now, my grandchildren always want me to go back and just do this hand signals with quiet. Maybe we'll do that someday. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your glorious kingdom. Oh, it's a wonderful kingdom. It's an everlasting kingdom. It's a life-giving kingdom. It's the kingdom of the Son of your love. You are so good to give us such commands. You are so kind to bring us into such a life and call us out of so many unprofitable ways of using our tongue and bring us into this sweet land of joy and love and truth and sanctification. Amen.
If you would like to learn more about Forge Ministries, or if you want to find out more about our upcoming events, please visit us on the web at forgeministries.org.